Well, Victor and Alicia have reminded us of the Christmas story. And they have also reminded us of one of the most common phrases in the entire Bible. It's mentioned three times in their reading, and it's just four simple words. And yet it's a message that is repeated over and over and over again, hundreds of times in the scriptures. It was a message that was given to Mary, and she needed to hear that message. Picture a 15-year-old Jewish girl who just found out that she had this incredible assignment. She was going to bear and raise the Messiah. She was going to be the mom of God in the flesh. Wow. And Joseph also heard these same words. This same message was for Joseph. And he needed to hear it because, well, he faced the shame and the disapproval of his community. People who would say, come on, Joseph, you're being naive. Mary's taking you for a ride. Wake up. And not just Mary and Joseph heard this message, but the shepherds did as well. They faced the sudden change of leaving a life that they knew, leaving the fields and going to Bethlehem to find this child and to share the good news. What is this message that I'm referring to? What is this message that echoes throughout the pages of Scripture, is central to the Christmas story, and is even relevant to us in Vancouver in 2018? It is this: do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. This was the first sermon ever preached on Christmas Eve. It was preached by an angel, and it was entitled, Do Not Be Afraid. I always assumed that this message was given because, while it was delivered by an angel, and angels are mighty and intimidating and fear-inspiring, and that may be part of it. But I wonder if this message, Do Not Be Afraid, was given for another reason. What if the angel showed up to people who were already afraid? What if the angel was not the cause, but the response to the fear? Friends, what if fear acts almost like a magnet for God's attention and response? What if when God looks at us, he finds trembling and fearful hearts irresistible? As irresistible as the cry of a hungry infant to its mother. What if the story of Christmas is the story of God responding to fearful people? I wonder who is next on the angel's list. You know, that first Christmas, there was Joseph and Mary and the angels. But I wonder who's next on the angel's list. I wonder if it's those of us who occasionally, even casually, watch the news. And we hear of great economic uncertainty. We hear of layoffs and downsizing and trade wars. And then we hear that the stock market is on track for the worst drop in 1 month since the Great Depression. And then we turn the channel and we hear about violence. We hear about mean-spirited political division. We hear about the deepening opioid crisis. It's enough to make all of us fear at some level. We fear about the state of our world. But maybe it's even more personal than that. I wonder if the next person on the angel's list is the not-quite-so-young professional man who this year had a devastating breakup in a significant relationship. And this Christmas, a time when you're supposed to be around loved ones, he feels very alone, and he wonders if he'll ever find love. Or I wonder if next on the angel's list is that couple who experienced a leaky condo. They have insurance, but the insurance is somehow finding a way not to pay, and they are facing possible financial ruin. Or I wonder if the next person on the angel's list is the woman whose husband was diagnosed this year with terminal cancer. And she's not sure what she's more afraid of, the illness or death, or what her life is going to look like in the future without him. Or what if the next person on the angel's list was you? What is it that causes you to fear this Christmas? What is it that keeps you awake at night? What is it that causes this icy cold grip on your heart that causes you to fear? And could it be on Christmas Eve that God is bringing you the same message that he has been bringing to people throughout generations? What if the message for you this Christmas is do not be afraid? This is not some easy reassurance. God did not tell Mary, don't be afraid, because now your life will be easy and carefree. He didn't say, Joseph, don't be afraid, all your problems will just melt away. No, the message of Christmas is not do not be afraid because everything will magically turn out fine. But the story of Christmas is this: do not be afraid, because even in your fear, you are not alone. The message of Christmas is do not be afraid, because even in the darkness, you are not alone. Do not be afraid, because even when your life gets turned upside down and your life is not going the way you imagined it or wanted it, do not be afraid, because God is with you. Do not be afraid, because you are loved in the midst of your deepest and darkest fears. Do not be afraid, because God does not prefer to remain distant and aloof, but one day God entered into human history. He entered the mess and the muck of a stable in Bethlehem. And God continues to choose to enter the mess and the muck of our world and of our lives. He prefers to live there. Do not be afraid, because you are not alone. God is there. You are in the strong company of Emmanuel, God with us. You know, as a father of four, I can't tell you the dozens of times that I've talked with my kids about their fears. It always seems to be nighttime that draws out the fears. And now that they're a little bit older, they have very natural fears, fears of an exam the next day, or teachers, or friends, or sports teams they're trying out for, or just generally their future plans. But when our kids were younger, they would fear things like the dark, or the boogeyman, or the weird creaks in our house late at night. And I would tuck them in 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 times and reassure them it's okay. I would give them rational reasons why they had nothing to be afraid of. And it never quite worked. But then in that dark room, they would ask this very simply, Dad, would you stay with me? Would you stay here with me? And though I couldn't change any of the other circumstances of their lives, I couldn't really magically make their fears go away. When I sat or lied in that dark room with them, in a matter of time, in a short amount of time, their hearts were stilled. Their fears dissipated. Their minds were at rest, and they slept. Friends, the story of Christmas is do not be afraid, because God chooses to enter the darkness and the fear and to stay with you, to remain with you, so that even amidst all of the fears and the things that aren't working out in our lives, we're not alone. And that can put our hearts at rest. One of my favorite Christmas carols is "O Little Town of Bethlehem." How still we see thee lie. And one of the lines says, "The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight." Jesus is the one that we can place all our fears upon, knowing that he is with us, Emmanuel. And the last verse, which we're going to sing in a moment, is a prayer. It says, "O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born to us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel." I'm going to lead you in a short prayer, and if the prayer of this hymn expresses the desire of your heart, then I invite you to pray it with me silently. Let's pray. Jesus, Emmanuel, thank you that you are God with us. Thank you that we are not alone, that we do not need to be afraid. Thank you that you came for me. You chose to enter our world. And I ask you to stay with me. Cast out my sin and enter in. Be born in me today. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Amen.